Well, so we find ourselves this week in Parshas Beshalach. The shir this week is dedicated by the Shrek family in commemoration of the upcoming yahrzeit of Freda Basra Moshe Yosef Zichrono Livracha. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Nesham will have an aliyah and the family in the Chama. So the Pasuk, the Parsha, details the dramatic episode of Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, Klal Yisrael escaping their Egyptian tormentors and then watching the sea come crashing down on their former oppressors. So the Torah says, this is in Perek Yudalit Pasuk Tes Zayin, Va'ato Harimis Matcho, Uneteyes Yotcha Alayam, Kosh Baruch Hu has to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, raise your staff, extend your hand over the sea, Ubeka'ehu, and split it. And Klal Yisrael comes into the sea in the midst of the Yabasham. So Rabbi Nachman says something so beautiful over here on this phrase, "Vayavou b'nei Yisrael b'sochayam b'yabasha," that Klal Yisrael entered into the water in the midst of dry land. Writes the Rebbe, "Hainu kishemayim hazeidonim miskabrim chas v'shalom." The Rebbe says there's an incredible message here. What does it mean that Klal Yisrael entered into the water in the midst of the dry land? He says, "Hainu kishemayim hazeidonim miskabrim chas v'shalom." Sometimes the waters of life become exceptionally turbulent and difficult. Shem bechinas hirhurin rabim ubilbulim. Shem bechinas mitzulasyam. So the Rebbe says the turbulent waters sometimes are the negative thoughts we have. The bilbulim. Some bilbulim literally means, bilbul means mixed up. You know, sometimes in life, our priorities are mixed up. Sometimes in life, our hashkafas are mixed up. Sometimes in life, we're just not thinking in the correct direction, in the correct way. So the Rebbe says, "Ve'makom livrach, lo lefanim v'lo la'achar," and there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to run. I can't move forward. I can't move back. Excuse me. V'lo mishum tzad. I feel boxed in. I feel boxed in by the bilbulim of life. I feel boxed in by the difficulties, by the trials and tribulations. I feel boxed in by all the difficult realities. And sometimes some of those realities are realities I created for myself. But nevertheless, I feel boxed in and I feel trapped. Sha'az ha'nefesh ha'yisraeli b'tzara u'b'metzuka gidola. And the nefesh of the Jew is in incredible distress. Be'bechinas Yonasi b'chag v'hasela b'seser ha'madreka, quotes the pasuk that literally again, my dove seeks refuge in the cleft of the rock. The Ribbono Shel Olam referring to Klal Yisrael, the dove seeking refuge in the cleft of the rock. Azai ain't takana. So what do you do in life when you find yourself besieged by the turbulent stormwaters of existence, by the bilbulim? Everything's mixed up. Everything's topsy-turvy. The hirhurim, the negative thoughts, the wrong decisions, the ramifications of my negative actions. What do I do? What do I do under those circumstances? So the Rebbe goes on, he says, Azai in takono kiem sheyasiach daito v'lo yistakya la'achor of klal. There's only one takono. And that takono, there's only one thing to do. And that thing to do is kiem sheyasiach daito. Sometimes a person has to go ahead and literally stop thinking. V'lo yistakya la'achor of klal. Don't look back at all. Rak yizdariz kegibor larutz orach la'avor akol ha'machshavas v'habilbulim v'leilech b'derech shu osik bo b'torah u'tfila. V'lo yistakya la'achor of klal. So the Rebbe says something so dramatically beautiful over here. And the Rebbe explains that sometimes in life, the only thing you can do is move forward. The only thing you could do in life is not look in the rearview mirror, is not look behind you, is not get overwhelmed or think too much about all the difficulties and realities, but you just have to figure out a way to move forward. V'lo yistakya la'achor of klal, don't look back at all. Rak ya'aseh es shelo, just do what you have to do. V'zeu b'chinas daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. And this is the meaning, ultimately, again, of the phrase, speak to the Jewish people and tell them to move forward. What is this? Min sheyelchu ledarkom v'yikpetzu l'soch hayam v'lo yachshivu v'lo yistaklu l'achoreim klal. Tell the people to move forward. Tell the people, ultimately, again, Dabar b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Tell them to move forward. Jump into the water. Don't think. Don't look back. Just go forward. V'chein sha'asu, v'chein asu. This is indeed what Klal Yisrael did. Shekafatz nachshon l'soch hayam, nachshon ben Aminadov jumps into the sea. V'acharav kol Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael followed behind. V'halchu bayam ad chatmam. And literally they went into the sea up until their noses. Kimo sham rabbasin ezechon levracha, haynu shlo istaklu alamayim ha'shotvim. Mayim hazeidunim, bechinas mitzulas yam shem habilbulim bahirhurim aroim, v'machshavas rabos hamebalbolos osam babodosam. What does it mean when Klal Yisrael went in? It means that they didn't pay attention to the water. They didn't pay attention to the turbulent seas. They didn't pay attention to the bilbulim, all that's mixed up, all that's broken, all that's mistaken. They didn't pay attention to the hirhurim aroim, the negative thoughts. But rather, again, rak ubifrat bitfilasam, rak kafzu lasoch mitzulas hayam. All they did is they jumped into the sea. V'holchu levetach darkam. They were assured in their ability to get across the waters. V'asku bavodasam b'torah b'tfilo. And they occupied themselves with learning, with davening. B'sochis gabrus sha'on gali hayam. And they did this all in the midst of the roaring waves of the sea. Shema machshavas val bilbulum v'lo istaklu achareim klau. And here they are crossing the sea, and the waves are piling up, and the waves are crashing against the walls that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Those waves represent the negative thoughts, the bilbulim, all that is mixed up, and they didn't look at it. Instead, rak asu es shalohem. They did what they needed to do. Ubevadai komashes gabru libli lehistakel alehem. Velelech besocham. Bevadai hiskabru hamitzulos yam kinegdam yoser veyoser. Kimoshne anoshim hanilchamim zemze. Aval Yisrael am kadosh lo istaklu al ze. Klal Yisrael could have been distracted by so many things in the sea. They could have been distracted by so many of the things happening all around them. But instead, they decided not to. Instead, they remained with laser-like focus on the road ahead. Aval Yisrael am kadosh lo istaklu al kol ze. Vikimu itza niskada lizchazek libli lihistakel aleim klal. Rak lelech darkam hakodesh. Klal Yisrael followed the sacred advice ultimately again of not paying attention to all that was happening around them, but instead ultimately again continued forward. Besoch shtifas hayam. And they continued forward in the midst of the raging sea. Ad shebo ad chatman. Till literally they came up until their noses. Va'az kishera Hashem yisparach chozak levavam. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw their strength and their resolve, she'inam manichem avodasam b'shum bilbul shabaolam, that they were unwilling to go ahead and lose their focus and lose their direction. Even as a result of the worst bilbulim, the most difficult bilbulim, the most difficult trials and tribulations, as chamal aleihem, the emotion had rachmanis on them, ubaka hayam lefnehem, and then he split the sea. Vayavo b'nei Yisrael b'soch hayam b'yabasha, and it is then that Klal Yisrael went through this into the sea. On land, ki kein hadavar. So the Rebbe says, this is the incredible metaphor. Kishem ischaskim beischaskus gadol leilech darko betfilaso vavodaso. When a person girds himself, when a person is mechazik himself, when a person ultimately again makes the decision to go ahead and move forward, then what happens in life? Leleches leilech darko betfilaso vavodaso. A person has commitment to continue down his path of Torah, this path of tefillah. Then what happens? Livli lahabit la'acharav, and he refuses to look in the rearview mirror. Veinu mistakel la'acharem klal, doesn't look back at all. Azai pit'om hin nispat le'migamrei. Amazingly enough, the waters split. Just like the sea that split right in front of Klal Yisrael and became dry land. What Rabbi Nachman is saying so beautifully is this idea that Klal Yisrael's entry into the Yam Suf is an incredible metaphor for life. The truth is, to truly appreciate the Rebbe's idea, we have to even go back a pasuk. Because remember again, in the pasuk beforehand, it said, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, matitz akelai." Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Why are you crying out to me? Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yiso. Speak to the Jewish people and tell them ultimately again to move forward. What's the pshat?" So the Rebbe says over here that what's unfolding over here is as follows: Klal Yisrael comes to the sea, and all they see in front of them is the raging sea. And what do they see in back of them? Back of them, they see the Egyptians. The Rebbe says it's a metaphor for life. That sometimes in life we find ourselves seemingly surrounded by tsaris. There's the sea of trials and tribulations in front of me. There's the pain of past failures in back of me. And no matter where I look, no matter where I turn, I seem to find myself enveloped by life turbulence. And I don't know what to do. So it's almost as if, so what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? So we infer from the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu is davening. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I don't understand why you're davening. This is now when you find yourself enveloped by life challenge, of course, it's always the time to daven. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to tell Moshe Rabbeinu is, there's a more basic etzah. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. What does that mean? Tell the Jewish people and let them travel forward. So then, Ribbono Shel Olam explains this sivui. Va'ata hari mismatcha, unateyas yadcha layam b'ka'eu, v'yavo b'nei Yisrael b'soch hayam b'yabasha. Sometimes in life, the only way to go ahead and deal with the difficulties, trials and tribulations of life, is to push myself through. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, what I need you to do is I need you to walk forward. Aye, but in front of me is the raging seas of life difficulties and challenges. No. Sometimes you have to walk into the sea. Sometimes you just have to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I am moving forward. I am moving forward. I'm not going to look back. I'm not going to dwell on the failures or on the missteps of the past. I'm not going to focus on all that's broken. I'm not going to focus on all that's wrong. I'm not going to focus on all the opportunities I've missed. I'm not going to focus on all the ways in which I've messed up. I'm not going to focus on all of the missteps. Not only that, I recognize that there are trials and tribulations right in front of me. I'm not going to focus on those things either. What I just need to do is I need to find a way to make it to the other side of the sea. I need to find a way to make it to the other side of the ocean. I need to find a way to navigate myself out of these difficulties, out of these difficult predicaments, and I need to get myself to land. I need to get myself to a new chapter in life. And the only way to do that is to stop looking back, to stop focusing on the past, the failures, the challenges, the missed opportunities, and to move forward. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Vayavo b'nei Yisrael b'so chayom. You need to walk forward. And then something amazing happens, says the Rebbe. Says Rabbi Nachman, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees my resolve to move myself forward, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees my resolve to move my life forward, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that I'm not going to dwell on the past, and I'm not going to be paralyzed by the present, instead I'm going to move myself forward in this world, when that happens, says the Rebbe, when you walk into Besal Chayam, Bayabasha, the Ribbono Shel Olam splits the sea. Once I do my part and I demonstrate my willingness to move forward in life, I demonstrate my willingness to stop looking back, I demonstrate my willingness to stop being paralyzed by the challenges of the present, and I make the commitment to move forward, to walk into the sea, and I'm up to my nose in the difficulties and trials and tribulations of life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you've demonstrated your resolve to move forward, I will split the sea for you. You've demonstrated your resolve ultimately again to move your life, to move yourself forward, then I will split the sea for you. And this is, says the Rebbe, is the ultimate message of Kriyas Yamsuf. Yes, of course, there's a message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our savior, that the Ribbono Shel Olam always has our back. That there's no question. That is the central theme, not just of this episode, but of the Torah Kedosha. But on a deeper panemistic level, the Rebbe says this is a metaphor for life. What our ancestors went through at the banks of the Yamsuf is the metaphor for life. The pain and difficulties of past failures, trials and tribulations, missed opportunities behind us, the raging seas of difficult present circumstances in front of us, trouble all around. It's easy to be paralyzed. It's easy to give up. It's easy to give in. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mat Hitzak Elai, don't spend your time lamenting your circumstances. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Move forward. It's going to split. Vayavo b'nei Yisrael b'so chayom. Tell Klal Yisrael that sometimes the only way forward is through. Sometimes you have to walk into the water. Sometimes you have to embrace the challenges. Sometimes you have to embrace the present reality. Ultimately, in order to be able to move things forward, in order to be able to get to the other side, it's only once we walk into the yam. It's only once we're willing to walk into the contemporary challenges that are right in front of us that we have the ability ultimately to see the sea split. Only once we put in our hishtadlus of moving ourselves forward now, of moving forward, moving life forward, moving ourselves forward, can we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to split the sea of difficulties in front of us. In this Shabbos Shiro, when we read of this beautiful and incredible, exceptional miracle, in this Shabbos of Oz Yashir, may we be zochet to find the courage of our ancestors, to stop looking over our shoulder, to stop dwelling on the difficulties, trials, tribulations, failures of the past, to find the courage to walk into the water, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the seas of our difficulties, of our challenges, and may we each be zocha to ultimately begin the journey to our promised land. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.